This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer. And Bridget, our golf outing is just, we've had a couple of nice spring days now, just enough to kind of whet your appetite the way the weather's gone this year. We've gone from, you know, pretty nice to not so nice a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
But our golf outing is coming up May 22nd. And as much as we'd like to, we're going to guarantee a beautiful day that day. And
we're praying now, right, Jim?
Well, yes, we are. That's our ace in the hole right there. We know how to pray really well.
Yes, we do.
And the golf outing, May 22nd, Plum Creek Golf Club. Great day, a fun day. It starts with Mass at 11 o'clock in the morning, and then a great buffet lunch, and a full day on the golf course, plus a dinner. And the dinner, I believe, is going to be chicken and ribs. It's going to be a great dinner. And our speaker is going to be the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts, Chris Ballard.
That's going to be great.
And yes, and that's after the draft, so Chris will have
some good things to talk about, well, right, maybe?
Some good things to talk about or a lot of explaining to do. But in any event, they'll give you a chance to meet Chris and talk to him about everything that's going on at the Colts. So that's another good reason. I mean, the golf in itself is a great reason, and the fun and the food and everything else is all good reasons, but meeting Chris Ballard and hearing him firsthand tell you what the upcoming season is going to look like, that's great. So mark your calendar, May 22nd, Plum Creek Golf Club. The website, Catholic Radio website, is up right now with just a couple of mouse clicks. You can get all registered. It's catholicradioindy.org, catholicradioindy.org. You can go on with a couple of mouse clicks. You can get all registered and signed up and paid up and everything right on the website. Or if you prefer, of course, you can do it by phone just by calling us at 317-870-8400. Gee, I have talked way too much.
Hey, that's okay, Jim, you know. And, well, you know, we are joined today in our studio with Peter Doan. He is the Director of Evangelization at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church in Carmel, and he is actually here to talk to us about the Alpha program. So welcome to Faith in Action, Peter.
Nice to be here, Bridget.
And actually, it was really great because we Peter came to our Share-a-thon a couple months back, I guess a month and a half or so back, and shared about this program. But I wanted to be able to have him as my guest for Faith in Action because it's really an interesting program of evangelization. So tell us what the Alpha program is.
Okay, so Alpha began in England with an Anglican leader in 1977.
Okay.
And the focus of Alpha was to go out beyond the four walls of the church and to reach those that are unchurched or were not practicing their faith. And it was handed off by the initiator of it to a man named Nicky Gumbel.
Okay.
Who now still is the leader of Alpha and has become a worldwide movement. They're very good at keeping statistics, and they say that over 29 million people have gone through the Alpha program.
Wow.
It's in like 126 different countries. And the Catholic piece to Alpha began around 1996. In that time, some Catholic leaders discovered the power of Alpha, and it began to grow from 1996. And then last year, for instance, Alpha was in over 1,000 parishes in the U.S., and over 100,000 people went through Alpha in Catholic churches.
Well, it's nice to see programs like that. It seems like maybe in the, 70s and 80s, things got pretty relaxed in the church. You went to church on Sunday, and that was pretty much it.
Yes.
I mean, there were programs, but there weren't any of these big initiatives with groups pushing and growing and expanding and, you know, bringing in new people. And so it's great to see a program like that.
Yes.
And seeing it so successful.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
And St. Elizabeth's, you just launched this at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton.
Yes.
Here. When did you start that, and give us the scope of that?
We started our test run in January.
Okay.
And we started out with about 38 people, and the majority of those people went through the whole 10 weeks.
Okay.
And the testimonies that have continued to come have really been exciting. For instance, like one gentleman said that it's really so enlightened, energized his faith that he's now going to daily mass and adoration. And also he's excited about bringing in his millennial sons to go through Alpha next time, because he believes that it not only connected for him, but really is a strong witness to the younger generation that everybody's talking about.
Yeah. And how did you get involved in evangelization yourself? I mean, obviously this is what we want to have happen. Mm-hmm. We want people to get on fire when they go through a program like that, so that they will reach out. Mm-hmm. It'll not just, get them on fire, but that they will, go out and share it with others.
Yes.
How did you get into evangelization, and how did you happen to start at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in this role as director of evangelization?
Okay, so I was an evangelical pastor for 30 plus years.
Wow.
And I was in a denomination that really focused on evangelization and missions.
Mm-hmm.
And through a process of beginning to think about my upbringing and the roots of my Catholic faith, I began to research the church fathers, and I began to see words like Eucharist and bishops and universal church way back in the 200s and 300s, and it really began to pique my interest as well as my wife's. And through just a series of significant events, we came back to the church 9 years ago, just this Easter. And
wow.
But in coming back, we also brought the things that the Lord has put in us over those 30 years, which was a strong emphasis on sharing our faith and bringing people into an encounter with Jesus Christ and discipleship.
So starting out as a Catholic, evolving into a evangelical pastor, mm-hmm. and returning,
yes.
to the Catholic faith. Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
And it's really interesting. I didn't know this about Peter until we were talking when we did the share-a-thon, and he's like, I was a evangelical pastor. I'm like, whoa, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And what a better way to have someone like you in that role who has experienced a conversion, mm-hmm. and is really has a lot of depth in scripture and knowledge, and then can bring that into the Catholic faith and kind of open the book up to people. You know what I mean? Just from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about the Alpha program. What's involved in that, and how do you get involved? What happens during the Alpha program?
Yeah, Alpha really is time-tested and is very successful. And one of the things about Alpha is that they have great materials and they're very well organized. But they've discovered that there's three key parts to being successful and really causing people to come into this place of encounter.
Mm-hmm.
And the Alpha meeting begins with what they call radical hospitality. So for the first part of the Alpha gathering.
I'm thinking spa right now when you said that, but
so we're.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist
I'm thinking hors d'oeuvres.
But one of the things is that you offer a great meal, and people come together, and we run our segment for 90 minutes. So for the first half hour, everybody comes in and has a great meal together, and sits down at tables and has great fellowship. Very casual. It's not focused necessarily on Alpha, but just people sharing and kind of talking about their day.
Okay.
After that, the administrator of the program, I would stand up and welcome everybody and greet them and welcome them to this new experience for many of them. And from there, we have a worship song to kind of get people an opportunity to lay aside the busyness of their day, their sense of being trafficked with their jobs and their families and that type of thing, and just to kind of enter into an atmosphere of openness.
Okay.
Then after that, there is a short talk of about 20 to 25 minutes max. And the talks have just been redone last February. They're only about a year old.
And are you watching this on a DVD?
Yes, a DVD, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Alpha says that you can do it live yourself.
Okay.
But the DVDs are so powerful, it's really hard to replace it, because it's not only just speaking, but there's events and there's young people on the streets responding to questions, and it's very alive, and mm-hmm. it really reaches out to the 20 somethings and the 30 somethings just in the way that they present themselves.
Okay.
After that time, After you view the video, then you break down into small groups and you have a facilitator in each group that leads very open, non-threatening questions about what people have just seen. And as a result of that, great fellowship happens at the tables. And we end quick enough so that people aren't sitting around not knowing what to say, but they're still talking and want to come back next week.
That's one thing that is important, because sometimes when you go to a class or a seminar or a talk, you have these uncomfortably long times when you think, gee, everybody keep checking their watch, want to go home, but it's not time yet. But that, it sounds like you've got that issue well locked.
Yes, I always get up and say that we have 5 minutes left because they're all talking, everybody's chattering, and to give them an opportunity to wind down.
To wrap it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're just joining us right now, I'm talking with Peter Doan. He is the Director of Evangelization for St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Carmel, and we're talking about the ALPA program. So I guess what comes to mind is, people are very familiar with, you know, Curcio or Christ Renews. How is ALPA similar to or maybe different from those programs?
So in all
or what's unique about, from your perspective, what do you feel is a bit unique about that?
Okay, in terms of Christ Renews His Parish and also Life in the Spirit, mm-hmm. I think the goals are very similar in that what we're looking to is bring Catholics into this relationship and offer them the opportunity to see how we can encounter Jesus Christ or re-encounter Him or deepen our encounter with Him. The uniqueness about ALPA is that ALPA, number one, encourages everybody who's been through it before to look to coming one more time to accompany relatives, friends, coworkers, neighbors that may be outside the four walls of the church, mm-hmm. whether they be Catholics outside the walls of the church or just people that are
coworkers who may not be of any faith.
Exactly. And Pope Francis talks a lot to us about going out and accompanying people, and ALPA is built around accompaniment. So what ALPA gives is an opportunity for us to say, come, I think you'll really enjoy this, without having people take the steps to maybe have to go to Mass mm-hmm. or to come into something that might be five steps ahead of where they're ready to go. ALPA really offers an opportunity to make that first step.
Well, that sounds really awesome. We're going to talk some more about this. We need to take a quick break, so we'll be right back.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a website, CatholicRadioIndy.org. with access to great Catholic resources, including podcasts of all our local programming, podcasts that have been downloaded from all 50 states and over 40 countries on 6 continents. Yes, we are Catholic Radio Indy, but thanks to your support, we're taking the gospel of Christ to the ends of the earth. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Since 1968, the Motion Picture Association of America has been rating movies based on violence, language, sexual content, etc. But what if their judgment as to what's appropriate for your family is different from yours? Wouldn't it be nice to get a second opinion? Maybe one from a Catholic perspective. Catholic News Service and the former Office of Film and Broadcasting of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops have teamed up to continue the tradition of giving every movie a rating, one that you might find much more appropriate for your family. Where can you find these ratings? The easiest place is right on our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org. Right on the opening page, just look for the yellow Movie Ratings tab. When the kids ask, hey, can we go to the movies? Or you just want to go yourself, check out the Catholic movie ratings at CatholicRadioIndy.org. It never hurts to get a second opinion.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and I'm here talking with Peter Doan. He is the Director of Evangelization at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Carmel, Indiana. And he is talking about the ALPA program, which is an evangelization program that has just launched recently at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. And you actually were a former evangelical pastor for 30 years. I want to talk a little bit about your conversion into the Catholic Church and how that kind of equips you to run this program.
Mm-hmm. Well, for one thing, he probably knows Scripture better than most of the people in the room.
That's the obvious qualification, right?
Yes. Yes. So I grew up in an Irish Catholic home.
Me too.
And coincidentally, my wife grew up in an Italian Catholic home. And I can remember way back in my early days how my mother would always light a votive light, a red votive light in front of a picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that was some of my earliest memories of our living room. And before I'd go to Catholic school up the street, we'd kneel down and pray. So the Catholic faith was really put in me at a very early age by a committed Catholic mother. So my father worked in the evenings often, and so my mother would be the one that always put me down to bed at night and would say Catholic prayers with me. And so at 9 years old, we went through this routine. I was 9 years old, and I can remember her saying, "Good night, Peter," and closing the door and going down the stairs and shutting the lights off. And when the lights went off in the natural, the spiritual lights came on in my bedroom. And just out of nowhere, the Lord showed me a vision of his son on the cross. And it shocked me because it was like no crucifix I had ever seen before. For instance, like the crucifix here on the wall is in some ways, I mean, it's a wonderful reflection, but it's kind of tame, mm-hmm. versus like what Isaiah said, prophesied, the crucifixion and the Messiah would suffer. Mm-hmm. And that's the picture that I saw in my spiritual eyes. I saw the crucifixion. I saw Jesus on the cross. He was naked. There were no clothes on, and he was hardly recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point,
how terrifying as a 9-year-old, you know?
It was just like I said, it came out of nowhere. And as a result of that, I felt an intuition that I needed to ask forgiveness, because in some ways I was connecting with me and my life having something to do with why he had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked for forgiveness, and I was here as a 9-year-old, I was weeping before what I saw. So that night was a real life changer for me. In fact, I used to play a lot of basketball when I was little, and I remember going out and shooting baskets a couple weeks later, and the conversation began, what are we going to be when we grow up? And the only way I knew how to respond to what I had seen a couple weeks ago was, when I grow up, I'm going to be a priest. And my other guys were looking at me and saying, boy, where did that come from?
Wow.
Well, I didn't tell them about the vision, but I knew where that was coming from.
Yeah, that is a really cool story. And how does that then what kind of impression did that make on you in terms of now working in evangelization? Do you kind of still have that memory or that image? And does that in some way give you like an urgency to share this? Or how is that played out, I guess, in your life?
So there's a part B to that.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's
so
hear it.
I continued to hold the importance of Jesus Christ in my life through my grade school, Catholic grade school years, and then into high school. But my senior year of high school, I began to grow away from the Lord. And that continued to progress into my college days. And I was a part of the 60s radical movements. And I wasn't real radical politically, but I was a part of the hippie movement, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
In my junior year in college, in the house that I was living at, some Campus Crusade for Christ fellows came up from Ohio State into the university I was at, and they shared the kerygma. And mm-hmm. Catholics are becoming more aware of what this is. It's just a simple presentation of what Jesus did for us. And as they were sharing, I was sitting among four or five other friends. My heart began to burn inside. And after they got done sharing, I didn't say anything, but I ran upstairs and went in my bedroom and closed the door and cried out to God. And God came in my life and swept out those years of abandonment of him. And I came back to that place that I was when I was a 9-year-old. And from that point on, I was out visiting parties and going to the bars and on the streets and immediately sharing what God had done with me. And over time, people really began to respond, and several people began to give their lives to the Lord. So that's kind of like some of the experiential preparation that I had for what I'm doing with Alpha as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we're like...
Interesting, very touching story.
Yeah, I mean, people that work in evangelization, not everyone has had that, you know, wow experience, but I'm getting all excited again now thinking about it. And, you know, I love talking about conversion when we're in Easter, that during the season of Easter and, you know, as we're leading up to Pentecost, I feel like, you know, when you read the Acts of Apostles, that's when all, like, the really action stuff happens,
yeah,
you know?
That's a wonderful book.
It is, really. I think it's, like, my favorite. Yes. So getting back to Alpha, what are the talks, you know, can you give us a kind of a overview of some of the talks and the topics?
Yeah, so Alpha is built on what they believe are 10 most pressing questions in our culture today.
Mm-hmm.
And the first talk, interestingly enough, is called, Is There More to Life Than This? And it goes and interviews people on the street. It's got a powerful testimony about the PhD doctor that has headed up the DNA Genome Project and how he had a conversion when one of his patients went through an episode with a heart arrest and then came out of it and began to explain to this agnostic / atheist doctor what had just happened to her. And she said her faith got through it. And then she asked the question that stopped him in his tracks and made him think. And she said, "Doctor, what about your faith?" And so
Wow. That's
kind of that makes everybody begin to think about their own faith in Alpha. And then it progresses through these 10 sessions. For instance, like it says, asked the questions, who is Jesus and why did Jesus have to die? Things like, why and how do I pray? What place does the Bible play in my life? How can I resist evil? And does God still heal today? And so there's questions that are processed. And by the end of this whole process, people really feel like that there's a transformation that's gone on through this food, talk, and fellowship that they've gone through.
Now, you're talking about the Alpha program at St. Elizabeth and Seton Parish.
Yes.
I'm sure there's people listening right now that say, my parish
Yes. Needs
to do something like that.
Yes.
What do they do? How do they start, or can they start one?
So it's fairly easy, and Alpha is not committed to building a big financial empire, so they give everything for free.
Wow.
And you go to Alpha USA, and you can register, okay, to become an Alpha group. And through the registration, then you can access and download all the materials, all the DVDs, and all the structure. As I mentioned earlier, that they're very highly structured, and they've kind of worked out the model in a way that it really is proven. And so that's the wonderful thing about it, is that there's not a big investment in this.
And the other thing is, I mean, it would be easy to run from the standpoint of, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time you do a program, you know.
Right.
What kind of preparation has been involved for you in terms of, you know, your volunteers and that?
So that's the big
thing. Do you have
a
team?
Yes. The big thing is that you've got to build your own infrastructure for this. And the way that we did it is that we started out by building an evangelization team.
Okay.
At our parish.
Great
and,
idea.
Yeah, and that took about a year to kind of get that out. We started with the Father Barron series on the new evangelization, and then there's people that came out of that and said, hey, I really think that this new evangelization movement is something that God's called me to. So out of that, we formed an evangelization team and began to look like what evangelization would look like in our parish. And we finally came to the point of realizing that a great place to start would be in doing the Alpha program.
So, again, you started talking about earlier on, you were saying some of the responses that people have had. Mm-hmm. Could you share with us again?
Yes. Well, again, people...
What kind of reaction has it had on people's lives, and both volunteers and those who have gone through?
Okay, for we...
And then I have another question. Is this going to be ongoing? So questions,
yes.
Okay?
Okay, well, so first of all, a lot of our initial group were seasoned Catholics that went through it, and at first they thought, wow, this may not be Catholic enough. But as they went through the process, they saw that there was a real call for them to encounter and deepen their encounter with Jesus Christ. And by the end of the time, not only were they expressing that they were being transformed, but they were starting to think of, wow, who can I accompany to bring to this next time? Like, yes. Personally, I've got about five people that are relatives or friends that I'm looking towards, I would like to bring to it as well.
And that's such a testament to the program itself, mm-hmm. you know, that it's so exciting and it's so powerful that you're like, wow, I really want to invite people to come check this out.
Yes, yes.
So now, is this going to be ongoing at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton?
Yes, it is. One of the things that we're doing now is that the staff is going through Alpha. So we're having what we call a lunch and learn, where we get through. And so the staff is being introduced. And we had our first gathering yesterday. And I've talked to a couple staff people already. And they really are excited about it in terms of what they touched even yesterday, both the presentation and also the fellowship that we had around those things. And then in September, we're going to do another Alpha outreach, and we're really going to focus not just towards what I call seasoned Catholics, but kind of beginning to go to more of the peripheries of those who would be in people's circles that need to encounter or re-encounter Jesus Christ.
So people that went through it, will you try to bring them in on a team, or you don't necessarily have to be on a team after you do it?
Well, we offer them to be on a team, mm-hmm. but the biggest thing that we say is, would you be willing to come one more, but to bring someone and accompany them who needs this encounter with Jesus Christ?
I don't think we can top that. Go ahead and give your email and maybe your phone number if someone wanted to reach out and talk to you about maybe bringing this to their parish. Mm-hmm. Peter, if you could give us your phone number and your email.
Okay, so my phone number is 317-679-7631. That's my cell, and I'm happy to answer on my cell and talk about Alpha. And then also my email is at Seton Catholic Church. It's peter.doan@seton.carmel.org.
Okay, great. Well, Peter Doan, thanks so much for being my guest, and good luck with your Alpha program. It sounds great.
Thanks, Bridget. Come by and visit us sometime.
I sure will. God bless.
God bless. Right.
And don't forget our golf outing coming up on May 22nd. Still room for foursomes and individual golfers both. You can sign up at Catholic Radio Indy. .org or by giving us a call at 317-870-8400.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.